Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community will be joined by the Tourism and Events Coordinator, Matt Wietrich, here in just a moment. But first, we're going to kick things off with our design chair, Karen Lawton, joining us now. So thank you very much, Karen, for coming back on.
Thanks for having me, Coltrane.
Absolutely, Karen. And well, obviously, we've got a pretty good stretch of weather here that's really kind of turned out some really nice things here in Jefferson. And so can you tell us a little bit about, you know, maybe seeing the brighter side of the town?
So I want to have our listeners kind of focus on the beauty around Jefferson over the next month. The planters provide so much color, but I want you to go around and look at the flags, look at the alleys, look at the benches, look at the courthouse lawn, look at Thomas Jefferson Gardens and the green spaces that we have. Just really enjoy the beauty of Jefferson. And it might not be when you're uptown doing your errands. You might really have to make just an effort to drive uptown sometime and take note of all these different things and realize that they are a combined effort of all of the volunteers that we have in Jefferson Matters and other organizations around town. In terms of the planters, I want you to remember the people that really make it happen. The design committee is the overall chair for that, but the city helps us as well, the city crew. Bill Rainey has a crew of people, and I don't know who all of them are, so I can't name them, but they take care of a lot of the watering. And then we have the volunteers that actually do the planting that have adopted the planters. So it takes a lot of people, and they make the downtown look beautiful. So please take the time to drive around, walk around, and enjoy all of the beauty that we see around Jefferson. It's really a unique place. I just think that it looks beautiful right now. In terms of a few other things that the design committee is doing, we're always interested in having businesses take advantage of our facade and signage grants that we have for $500 each. If you're interested in those, you can contact the Jefferson Matters office at 386-2155. And once again, just to quickly explain those, if you are a business and need some updating on your facade or you need new signage, you have to apply for it, but we'd like to award you $500 toward those projects. So please take advantage of those if you have some of that work to be done. The other thing I want to just briefly mention is that we have several businesses taking advantage right now of the free design assistance through Main Street Iowa. I think you've heard me talk about that before. That is free from Main Street Iowa. A person comes and will give you a conceptual drawing of your facade. The businesses we have right now that are taking advantage of it, some of them are looking at getting new signage. Some of them are looking at just updating their facade. But they want ideas and assistance in what that might look like for them. So it's a free program and it's wonderful. I'll just give you a quick example right now. Thomas Jefferson Gardens is looking to update their signage. Jefferson finally has gotten the community to realize that the Welcome Center is at Thomas Jefferson Gardens. But the sign is a little bit low. It's on the entry gates and people don't always see the sign. So for visitors coming to town, we would like to have it more visible. So they're looking to get a sign up higher on their building, and they have had a conceptual drawing done of what that might look like. So we'll see what they come up with in the end, but that's just an example of what that means, and we have several businesses that are now taking advantage of it.
So, Matt, let's turn our attention over to you for just a moment here. Hello. Of course, we've had our Green County Farmers Market taken under the gracious wing of Thomas Jefferson Gardens of Green County since about the middle of June that started up. Tell us feedback, things that you've been noticing since that's been going on.
To be honest, it's been a little bit of a tough early summer here with a lot of produce kind of behind schedule with the tough spring we had, and especially sweet corn. We've been finally starting to hear about sweet corn. We expect our sweet corn people to be showing up hopefully next week, and if not next week, for sure the week after. So I think we're going to start seeing an uptick in vendors, but gosh, the volunteer group with Thomas Jefferson Gardens has done a great job of organizing things and getting things set up each week, and occasionally there's music. There was music this past week. Sometimes there's food trucks. There's always a meal to be had from somewhere or other. So if you need a quick meal out and about, grab some produce, or there's some arts and crafts going on, so they've kind of got a variety of things, and we're looking forward to more things to buy, so that'll be soon.
And how about this? A big citywide garage sales actually kicks off today and goes into tomorrow. Talks about that venture.
Oh, man, speaking of things to buy,
Practically the whole town is up for sale, right?
Well, it's always fun to see what people are trying to get rid of, isn't it? And today and tomorrow, the suggested hours are 4 to 7 this afternoon through this evening, and then tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. through noon. And there's a few people that are only doing one or the other or some extended hours. But on our Facebook page, so Jefferson Matters Main Street and Chamber, we have a map on there. You can see exactly where things are going on. We have a few of those available at the office, at the Welcome Center, and at City Hall if you need a hard copy. But really, driving around, I think you're going to not miss it. There's going to be a lot of people out, and there's going to be probably at least 30 people participating that we've heard from, and there'll be several others, I'm sure, that'll just be jumping on board. So yeah, this will be kind of in like to the 141 sales, where we're going to have people all over the place. So mind your P's and Q's out there. Lots of people parking funny places and walking across the street and all that good stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be a great event. Bonnie and her team kind of helped put this together, and it is really taken off.
And also, we would be remiss to not mention the fact that we're right in the heart of the Greene County Fair right now. And yeah. Greene County Historical Society, don't want to overlook those folks, because they're coming back with their seventh annual traditional event this weekend.
Yes. So Chuck Offenberger is back, of course, and he has a new cohort this year with Don Van Gilder. They are doing chats Friday and Saturday, 11 and 1. Four different talks, and I know the Lawtons are going to be featured, and that'll be a fun little romance history story. I can't wait to hear all about that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Karen, what's a little preview of this?
Well, much to the objection of my husband, we are going to be talking about, I think the topic is actually history and stories of the Greene County Fair, but Doug and I met at the fair in 1973, I believe it was. And so we're going to be talking about meeting at the fair and all the fun that our family has had at the fair over the years and some interesting stories. So, oh yeah, you won't want to miss that.
Friday at 11, right?
Friday at 11.
Oh yep. Boy, at the historical building.
Yes, at the historical building on the fairgrounds.
Yeah. All right. And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program here at Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber Community is the design team chair with Karen Lawton, as well as the tourism and events coordinator, Matt Wietrich, joining us. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.